are listening to the Intuitive Healing Connection, where intuitive healing connects with everyday living. Hi, my name is Gina Stroll, and I am your host. I am best known as the down-to-earth energy healer that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. I walk my clients through the healing process so they can find freedom from their emotional pain, heal from their past, and find peace and joy again. If you are interested in healing your emotional past, tapping into your spiritual side to receive your own answers, finding your own clarity, and discovering your own spiritual truths, then you are in the right place. I am here to lead the way and to help you discover your own intuitive healing connection.
Connection. I'm so excited that you're here, and I'm excited to talk about nervous system regulation after alien session today. You know, this is one thing that I have brought into my practice here just recently. I went in and really was seeking out a good way to help my clients, to help my students, to help those that I work with learn to regulate their nervous system, especially after a healing session. You know, we spent a lot of years running in fight or flight or freeze mode, and we have to really teach the body how to react again after the healing work that we do. It seems to be, this is one thing that I realized that was missing from my practice for a long time. So today I want to just talk to you a little bit about your nervous system and how we can regulate it and some easy steps that you can do. I would like to also invite you to, you can download, it's a nervous system regulation app. You can download it and spend 3 to 5 minutes every day working on your nervous system. The thing I love about this app is that it gives you data and you can see every day just where you're at, how your nervous system is reacting to the work that you're doing. But we'll talk about that all at the end. First off, I want to talk about, you know, what happens in your nervous system. You know, you've spent a lot of years. I've realized in doing this nervous system work that I am one that spends a lot of time in anxiety. That was my go-to. That was my feeling that I would get every time something would not feel right. Anytime that I would start feeling unsafe, anytime that I would start reacting to things that were going on around me, I would go to this place of anxiety. So it was really a unique experience for me to realize when I started working with my nervous system every day, twice a day, 3 times a day, I realized that was my go-to. And I can still get up now. And before I understood how the nervous system reacts and, you know, all of that inside the body, I thought that this was like the universe telling me that something wasn't right or that I needed to fix something or that, you know, this was kind of my intuition talking to me, telling me that I shouldn't do something. Now I realize that I have spent most of my year in this anxiety mode because that's how my body learned to process the feelings and the beliefs and the thoughts and all the things that were going on around me. That's how it learned to process. Also, when I started doing this nervous system certification, and, you know, we could go into all of the details on the nervous system. Basically, what it comes down to, because I want to keep it really simple for you, is that you've taught your body how to react, and we have to unteach it. We have to give it a different way to react and still allowing it to feel safe and secure and giving it a new measure of safety and security instead of going to your old ways of either shutting down. Some people just completely shut down. You know, if you feel like you're having an out of body experience, if you like you're just not present in your body, you know, we can just shut down. We can run. We can not feel like we want to be in our bodies. You know, a lot of people who have a hard time staying grounded, this can be a nervous system thing as well. We don't want to be in our body because it doesn't feel good to be in that body. So we run from it. We don't like to stay grounded, don't like to stay connected to the here and the now. Anxiety is another big one. This comes back to nervous system usually. You know, there can be physical things that go along with that, but this anxiety is definitely something that comes back to nervous system regulation as well. And the thing that I noticed, you know, I would do these marvelous healing sessions with my clients, and then they would struggle to stay in that place of peace because their body didn't know how to react to all of that. And it just goes back to what it knows. You know, if we don't give it a reset, we don't start this reset process, it just has to go back to what it knows. So today I want to help you. I know I've already done a podcast on nervous system healing. I've kind of talked about this. Today I want to give you some practical things that you can do to help regulate your nervous system. The first thing off that I love, the NeuroFit app is what I have been using, and it does all of this for you. But if you don't want to do that, I want to give you some practical things that you can do every day. So, you know, if you go log on to the NeuroSystem app, it will ask you how you're feeling every day. And so it kind of gives you things to choose from. You know, are you nervous? Are you anxiety? Are you shut down? Are you happy? Are you playful? Are you joyful? You know, it kind of gives you these choices and you can choose. And so I wake up every morning and I assess where I'm at. Most mornings, if we're being honest, I wake up in this anxiety state, although it's gotten a lot better since I've started doing this work. But most mornings there for a long time, I would wake up and I was in an immediate state of anxiety. And so, and as you assess that, to me, this is good data for you because you start to see when you understand where you're at on the scale. Are you freezing up? Are you flying? Are you the fawn mode, you know, just kind of huddled down in the corner, not knowing what to do? Where are you at on the scale? It starts to help you understand that. So to me, it's easiest to do that by waking up and your first feeling, first thing in the morning, is a really good indicator of where you go. So, you know, if you want to spend a week or two, and it takes a little bit of time to get the data that you need to really see where you're at, but you can spend, you know, a week or two waking up every morning and asking yourself, where am I at? And really seeing, you know, where you're at every day on a consistent thing before your day starts. It's important to do this before your day has started. Because once your day gets going, then it's kind of, you know, we can get some conflicting information because now you're reacting to everything that's going on around you. So I like doing that first thing. I wake up, how am I feeling? There for the long time, like I told you, it was always anxiety. And so then you can kind of assess where you're at, you know, okay, so we're at anxiety. The thing I love about the app, if you choose to do the app, is you actually do your HVR, your heart rate variability. You can use your finger on your phone. And I will do I need to do another one on how to use the app because some people have been kind of confused, but you can put your finger on the back of your phone and use that. It records where you're at on the scale of 1 to 100. So it kind of gives you your number for the day. So that's the next thing you do inside the app. You can't really do that for yourself, but you can assess where you're at in the morning and then do an exercise to shift you out of that. So here are some of the exercises that I recommend. So most of them are breathing exercises, which are fabulous. And if you can give yourself 3 minutes a day, just 3 minutes, literally this would take you 3 minutes and 20 seconds to do this nervous system regulation every day on your own if you chose to do it that way. So some of the breathing exercises that I have loved is this heart breathing is one of my favorite. So you can just turn your timer on your phones. Aren't our phones fabulous things? What would we do without these days? Turn your timer on for 3 minutes. You literally close your eyes. Breathe in and out and just focusing on that heart space, really focusing on calming that nervous system down. And I know in the other podcast that I did, I talked about adding a little punch to it. I still like doing that. I remind myself why I'm doing this, that I am safe, that everything is okay, that we are fine, all is well. I really am just reassuring myself, bringing in the safety and security, because that is the point of regulating your nervous system, is bringing in safety and security of where you're at right now. If you've just had a healing session and you wake up the next day and you're feeling kind of off, this is when you really need to do that even more. In these last few podcasts that I've been doing, I've been talking a lot about healing sessions and what to expect during a healing session and what to expect after a healing session. This nervous system regulation is very much a part of this after healing care, because if you can spend 3 minutes every morning doing this regulation, reminding your body that you are safe and secure, giving it a reset point, a slow down point, bringing yourself back to this peaceful place every single day, your healing is going to skyrocket through the roof. It's going to go 100 times faster. This integration process is not going to feel as hard as it can sometimes if we don't do this work. I have found that since I've integrated this into my process and into my client's process, their healing has went a lot smoother. That integration process is a lot less. It doesn't seem to last as long for some people. They're able to really slide into this new place of being after releasing all of, you know, the baggage that we just released in their healing session, and then spending time every day, slowing down, really breathing into this heart space, breathing in and out, reminding yourself that you are safe and secure and that everything is okay, and doing that for 3 minutes. First thing in the morning, this is how you want to start your day off. This is giving you such a leg up in the world if you'll do these things first thing in the morning. And I hear people say, well, I got to go to work, I got to do this. You literally have 3 minutes in the morning, I promise you. It's just whether or not you choose to take that time to do it or not. I know some mornings we get in a big hurry and we don't want to do it, but I promise you, if you'll take the time to do it, you will feel tons better. The other one that I like to do, and this one works especially well if you're feeling kind of off, not feeling quite yourself. And it sounds kind of funky, but it is 3 minutes also. And it's 3 minutes of really like squeezing your arm, being in the present moment. And this is really like this touching thing, going up your arms, allowing yourself to just feel that peace. For those of you who are listening to me, I'm just squeezing my wrist, going all the way up to my elbow, all the way up to my shoulder, just staying there just for a second. And I do that for 3 minutes. The thing that you're doing is bringing yourself back to your body, back to this present moment. Again, reminding yourself that you are safe and secure and that everything is okay. And just allowing yourself to be in that peaceful moment. 3 minutes of that. You can also add in your legs if you choose to. So you could go up your arms, up one arm, up the other arm, and then up one leg, up the other leg. You could incorporate your legs into all of that. Again, just bringing yourself back into the body, back into your physical being, because when we are connected to this physical being and we're in that body, we're much more present in life, and then reminding ourselves that we are safe and secure. So the other one that I like to do, and I know I've talked about this before, but it is breathing as well. And I spend 1 minute breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. As I'm doing that, I'm sending myself love. Okay, so I'm just setting the intention to send myself love. So I'm breathing in love, breathing out love, breathing in love. I'm just bringing in this love and acceptance for myself. Then I choose somebody that I really care about, and I spend a minute breathing, sending them love, breathing that in and breathing that out. Do that for 1 minute. And then I choose someone who maybe I struggle with, and I spend 1 minute breathing, sending them love as well, and sending myself love as well. So as you do that, what you're doing is bringing yourself back to the present moment, calming that nervous system down. That one really is a powerful exercise. You can try that one. Any of these that you do, any breathing exercises that you have, you know, there's different breathing modalities, there's different things, anything that you can do to calm yourself down for a minute and remind yourself that you're safe and secure is going to help you in your overall nervous system regulation. So this is so important to do after any healing session. You know, in this podcast, I've been talking about healing sessions, intuitive healing sessions, what to expect. here's what you can do afterwards to allow yourself to step into a place of peace and love and really integrate that healing into your life. So I hope this is helpful. Thank you for being here. Enjoy your day. And of course, if you have any questions, reach out to me and I would love to hear from you. And I will see you on the next podcast. Thanks for being here. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. I sincerely hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me by email at GinaStroll@GinaStroll.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. You can also find the full podcast videos on my YouTube channel as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. If you are interested in working with me or you would like more information about any of the healing programs that I offer, you can find that information on my website at GinaStroll.com. And of course, don't forget that sharing is caring. Share this podcast with a friend and help spread the healing energy around the world. Thank you for listening and joining me today, and I can't wait to connect up with you again.